This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. CoQ10 supplementation shows moderate antidepressant effect in clinical trials. A comprehensive meta-analysis of randomized controlled trials has found that coenzyme Q10, CoQ10, supplementation significantly improves depressive symptoms when used alongside standard care. The 2026 systematic review, PMID 412942-51, demonstrates moderate therapeutic effects across both primary depression and depression associated with medical conditions. 300 mg daily CoQ10 dose range used in clinical trials for depression. CoQ10 dosing range from clinical trials. Daily oral doses of 100 to 300 mg used in analyzed studies. Upper range, MS-associated depression, 300 mg. Mid-range, primary depression, 100 to 300 mg. Lower range, PCOS-associated, 100-200 mm. Source meta-analysis, PMID 412942-51, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. Mitochondrial pathway shows promise for mood disorders. The meta-analysis, published with 412942-51, examined randomized controlled trials using CoQ10 as adjunctive therapy alongside standard antidepressant treatment. According to the systematic review, researchers found consistent benefit across diverse patient populations, suggesting a shared biological mechanism related to mitochondrial function and oxidative stress. CoQ10 functions as a critical component of mitochondrial energy production and cellular antioxidant defense. The supplement appears to target mitochondrial dysfunction and oxidative stress pathways that contribute to depressive symptoms across various medical conditions. Condition-specific protocols emerge from trial data. According to the meta-analysis, PMID 412942-51, clinical trials demonstrated effectiveness across multiple depression subtypes. For patients with multiple sclerosis-associated depression, studies used approximately 300 mg daily dosing protocols. Clinical research in breast cancer patients showed benefit at 100 to 300 mg daily ranges. Primary depressive disorders, including major depression and bipolar depression, responded to 100 to 300 mg daily protocols in the analyzed trials. Depression associated with polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS, showed improvement with approximately 100 to 200 mg daily supplementation, as reported in the systematic review. Adjunctive role supports standard care. The research emphasizes CoQ10's role as supplementary rather than replacement therapy. According to the meta-analysis findings, PMID 412942-51, all effective protocols used CoQ10 alongside continued standard antidepressant medications and psychotherapy approaches. The moderate effect size reported in the systematic review suggests CoQ10 may provide meaningful clinical benefit for patients who experience partial response to conventional treatments. This represents a potential advance for treatment-resistant depression cases where additional therapeutic options are needed. Clinical findings support further investigation. The systematic review, PMID 412942-51, analyzed randomized controlled trials demonstrating CoQ10's effects across different depression types. The supplement's established availability and the research findings suggest it may be considered as an adjunctive option for qualified patients under medical supervision. However, the meta-analysis authors note that optimal dosing protocols remain under investigation. The research calls for larger trials to establish standardized treatment guidelines and identify patient subgroups most likely to benefit. CoQ10 supplementation significantly improved depressive symptoms compared with control groups, with moderate effect size across both primary depression and depression associated with medical conditions. Systematic review and meta-analysis, PMID 942251-226. Key takeaways. CoQ10 shows moderate antidepressant effects as adjunctive therapy at 100 to 300 mg daily, PMID 294251. Benefits appear across primary depression and medical condition associated depression per meta-analysis. Mitochondrial dysfunction pathway offers new therapeutic target for mood disorders. Treatment remains supplementary to standard antidepressant care, not replacement. Frequently asked questions. Can CoQ10 replace my antidepressant medication? No. According to the meta-analysis, PMI 412-9451, CoQ10 works as adjunctive therapy alongside standard antidepressants. All effective protocols in the systematic review used CoQ10 as an addition to, not replacement for, conventional depression treatment. What is the recommended dose for depression? According to the systematic review, clinical trials used 100 to 300 milligrams daily, with higher doses, approximately 300 milligrams, for conditions like multiple sclerosis-associated depression. Optimal dosing should be determined with healthcare provider guidance based on individual circumstances. How does CoQ10 help with depression? According to the meta-analysis, CoQ10 supports mitochondrial energy production and reduces oxidative stress, both of which appear compromised in depression. This mechanism may explain why it helps across different types of depression and medical conditions. The systematic review suggests future research directions will likely focus on identifying patient subgroups most likely to respond to CoQ10 therapy and establishing standardized protocols for different depression subtypes. The mitochondrial pathway represents a promising avenue for developing more targeted depression treatments that address underlying cellular dysfunction. Source: CoQ10 shows a moderate antidepressant effect, PMI 412-9451. Context: supplementation shows moderate antidepressant effect in clinical trials. Description: CoQ10 supplementation shows moderate antidepressant effects in meta-analysis of clinical trials. Effective at 100 to 300 milligrams daily as adjunctive therapy for depression treatment. Author, at type organization, name GMJ editorial team. Public type organization, name GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published, 2026-05-22, 2026-05-22.